Hey, it's Jeff Herman, and welcome to episode 67 of the Sales Quants podcast, a production of Madison, Michigan & Market. Today, we're going to focus on four ways to value your audience. Audience building is a huge focus going into 2018. 80% of B2B marketers are focused on building their audience, and even Tony Robbins and Tim Ferriss are in the game. Just listen to episode 269 of the Tim Ferriss podcast on branding. And his quote from via Tony Robbins is, focus and obsess on your customer, not on your product. Sounds something pretty consistently that we've heard in the world of content marketing. So hope you like the four drivers of audience valuation, and I will talk to you after this episode. Thanks. Are you struggling to value your audience? Heck, are you even building an audience yet? Audience building is quite a popular topic these days. And why do we want to build an audience? Building an audience is not only about your current customers, but it's about your future customers. An audience is larger than your sales pipeline. An audience can be larger than your existing revenue base. An audience are people that are signed up and waiting to hear the next thing you're about to say, right? As our friend Robert Rose says, what's next? What are you striving to communicate and add value to help them, you know, through their professional and even personal development? So when you talk about the notion of valuing an audience, assuming you are building an audience, it's really important to put a value on the audience. So the questions we often consider, if you have, in the most basic sense, an email database, right? How near are those individuals in your database to the target, right? Are they exactly your ideal client profile, the ultimate decision maker? Are they an influencer, or are they someone you just scanned at a trade show? And that being said, as Robert also says, so referring to our friend Robert quite a bit, are they given versus gathered, right? Did someone actually give you their email address and their information, or did you just capture it, right, at a trade show or some downloadable format? So how close are they to your target? How much information do you have on them, right? That's another way to value your audience. Is it an email only? Do you have some firmographic information or demographic information? Or do you have access to full engagement data as if they were part of your marketing automation system? And then lastly, it's important to determine the depth of engagement, right? Are they a dormant member of your database? Are they simply in there but not really doing anything or engaging? Or are they an active contributor? Are they actually adding to the dialogue and adding to the conversation and even amplifying your approach? So that's the way in which we value our emerging B2B audience. If you'd like more information, the good news is we actually have an audience evaluation engine we built to determine just that, right? So we have these dimensions in which we can capture all of this information and insight and just help you put a value on your investment. Because ultimately, you want to be able to make trade-offs between an owned media strategy, an audience building strategy, and say an advertising strategy, or how do the two play together. So if you'd like more information on the four drivers of audience valuation, just hit me up. Please visit madison2market.com/AVE as an audience valuation engine and fill out that contact us form and I'll get back to you. But valuing your audience is pretty straightforward and it's highly beneficial. Really helps you understand the depth and dimension of your audience and not only who you're currently communicating with, but building the investment case for future communications. So thanks for listening and I look forward to hearing from you. Cheers.